Hi guys, welcome to episode number 30 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. How are you guys today? How is your business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. If you have any questions at all, you can email us at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. You can remain anonymous or you can share your name and your business and we'll be happy to share with our listeners, okay? Today, I'm actually gonna answer one of our Facebook group members' questions. So if you actually want to join our Facebook group, I'll leave a link below in there. What we do is, you know, we share inspiration, support and knowledge to build a successful fashion business, answer your questions, give you feedback. The Facebook group is called the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. It's on Facebook. Like I said, I'll leave a link below in case you're interested. Also, if you're looking for tools or printables or workbooks to help you in your business, check out our Etsy store, Gitana Style. And if you need more support, you can actually join our Fashion Business Online Incubator, which is a 10-week program where I send you information every week and we work in a different part of your business. And I always give you a workbook or a printable that is going to help you put all that information and put all the teachings into practice. It's 10 week, it's online. And then at the end of the program, you have access to a website where you have all the information there in case you want to keep on using it. So yeah, I'll leave two links below also if you are interested. If you have any questions, just let me know. And if you want to support us, please consider donating a coffee to our coffee account. I'll leave a link below too. So yeah, thank you so much guys for being here and let's get going with this question. So this member from our Facebook community asked, you know, how can I drive more traffic to my website? So he has a store and they sell handbags, handmade handbags, and he was asking about new ways to, you know, drive more traffic. So I'm gonna go ahead and share with you 17 ways that you can drive traffic to your website. I hope this helps. So my first thing is email marketing. So you have to do email marketing and you have to do it regularly. Even if you do it from time to time, it still works, but if you do it consistently, obviously it works better. So a lot of people, you know, they sign up to these websites, right, and they service and have everything to do the email marketing, but you know, they don't make the time. And I know it's very hard. It happens to all of us. It happens to me too. But honestly, if we don't communicate with our customers consistently or our potential customers consistently and tell them what we're doing and the new products that we have and the new sales that we have and send them coupons, right? It's gonna be really hard for them to take a moment of their busy life to say, oh, you know that amazing brand I love? I'm gonna go ahead and buy something. Unless obviously they have a necessity like a birthday or something coming up, right? An event or something. So email marketing, guys, try to do it consistently and it's gonna have amazing results, trust me. And it drives tons of traffic to your website. Number two, partnering with another business. So if there's another business that is complementary to yours, let's say you do lashes and you know an amazing makeup artist, you guys can cross promote and that's gonna bring tons of traffic, okay? Because if they have a good clientele that love them and they're very professional, they're most likely gonna get questions, right, about something else that is close to them. And if you are that partner, you guys can bring so much business to each other. So consider that, okay? Partnering with another business that it might be complementary to yours, okay? Number three, it's being on directories. So there's a lot of local directories, right? In your local community, like when I live in Arizona, we had a fashion incubator over there that had a local directory. Amazing. People get connected when they have events, they talk to each other, they can recommend each other, right? So another way could be a directory in a membership group, maybe one of those morning connecting groups that you go to and have coffee with people. You know, put your business out there, put your website out there in all these directories. That's definitely gonna help. Number four is SEO, search engine optimization, right? Which are those keywords and that wording and all the text that we use in our websites to attract that traffic. If you're not an expert, I would say join a class. And if that's not your forte, honestly, just hire someone to do it for you. This technique or this tip or strategy actually takes time. So it's not like you're gonna do it and the next day it's just gonna start happening. It takes a little bit of time on the web, but it's definitely something that you should look at. So if you can do it yourself, hire someone that can do it for you, okay? Number five is offer a free gift. So whether, you know, that's a coupon or maybe a free consultation or maybe a printable that helps them with a certain thing, right? All those things, you create a website, right? And you drive traffic there, that's gonna bring you traffic to the website and traffic to the store, to your business. Because you get people on a list that you can promote to, and maybe if it's a coupon, right, directly, you know, they get inspired and excited about the coupon so they can go right ahead and spend it, right, and use it. Or maybe if it's important information that you're sharing, like a workbook or a great printable that helps them with their wardrobe or something like that, it's gonna get them excited and maybe they wanna learn more about you and check your website or keep you in the loop. So all that stuff helps and drives traffic too. Okay, number six, some kind of online product that would help you promote and drive traffic to your business. For example, it can be like an online magazine or a newsletter, an online newsletter, something that brings great information to your customer that can bring tons of traffic to your business. So stylists, for example, can come up with seasonal newsletters that tell people, you know, about colors and shapes and trends and all of that, and that's a great traffic driver. So think about that. Other people do online magazines and then come up with all this information for weddings, right? And they sell wedding dresses or they sell a wedding accessories or something like that. So that's another idea that can bring a lot of traffic and get people excited. An online catalog, something like that, some kind of online publication that would drive the traffic to your website and bring you sales as well. Number seven is printed marketing materials. So that's old school, but it works. If you go to an event and you have flyers, if you have a business that people go to, that it's very busy, that you can have your flyers there or cards or coupons or anything like that, that still works. So, you know, do them, share them, put them everywhere. They'll bring traffic to your website. Number eight, podcast interviews. Okay, so you can either have your own podcast, right, and create that content for your customer, or you can go to podcasts or do both, right? Get invited to podcasts and do interviews, because that's going to bring visibility to the brand and that traffic to the website. You know, if they like what they hear, or maybe you share with them a coupon, again, send them to that website or an online publication or something, and then you comment, you know, you talk about it in the podcast, it's gonna bring traffic to your website. Number nine is guest blogging. So this is when maybe you have someone write content for your website and they do it, and you know, you can share then that content with people, useful content, and then that'll bring traffic to your website. Or maybe you yourself do a guest blogging in someone else's website. So you talk about a particular topic that is great information, and then a link back to your website, and then it's a whole new other group of people, new audience on someone else's website, and that they can bring traffic back to yours. Okay, yes, number 10, online forums. So Quora, Reddit, some people use like where they leave testimonials like Yelp and all of that. You can go ahead, answer questions, connect with people there, and that will bring traffic back to your website as well. Another way is video marketing. So creating video for Facebook or for YouTube, right? And always including those links back to your store, to your website, it's definitely gonna bring tons of traffic. Number 12 is Facebook groups or any kinds of online groups. LinkedIn has great groups as well. Groups where you can help, you connect with people, you can connect with your customer, you can connect and help them answer questions, and also include your links so they can always come back. Number 13, social media, organic social media. So I know a lot of people get frustrated because maybe they put something out there and 5 people saw it, 10 people saw it. Yeah, but these 10 people that hadn't seen it before, or that you're, you know, creating a relationship with. So it's free, and it's people that you have access to just by putting a picture out there or a video out there in 1 second. So take advantage of that and stop looking at, oh, only 5 people saw it, and change it into, wow, 5 people that, you know, didn't know about me, now they know about me. So use that to your advantage. But just don't get frustrated about the amount of people, just get excited about the amount of people, right? Change the perspective. Okay, so whether that's Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest, you know, go ahead and use that vehicle to drive traffic to the website. Number 14, paid advertising. So if you want to reach more people and you do have the budget to do so, right, you can experiment with ads, right, on Instagram, Facebook, any social media, or Google ads. And with this one, you know, I would say if you know about this and you want to learn about this, you know, join a class and start experimenting. If you don't know about this or you don't want to deal anything with this, just hire an expert and have them do it for you. Number 15, media PR. We talked before about doing the podcast interviews, for example, which can be considered PR. You can actually hire someone, or you yourself, just, you know, we have a 5-minute publicity plan in our Etsy store that you can fill out and just write down the websites, the blogs, the places where you want to be shown, and make that happen. Whether you make it yourself and take time of your week to do that, or hire someone to do it for you. If you go to a TV station, if you go to an event, if you go to a podcast, if you go to a magazine and meet with someone and they do an interview, all that stuff drives traffic. So keep that in mind as well. Okay, number 16 is blogging. So before, we talk about guest blogging, but if you have a blog of your own and you do create content consistently, that's a good, very good driver of traffic. A lot of people have success sharing their blogs on social media, especially on Pinterest, and they drive tons of traffic back to their websites. And number 17, our last one, is add your website everywhere. Your email, in your business cards, in any very online profile out there. You don't know the amount of people that I interact with, the fashion brands that I interact with, that I go to their profile, or I go to their Facebook profile or Instagram profile, and they don't have a website there. They don't have their store there. Okay, they tell you who they are, or they have the store, but they don't have a website where I can actually see information about who they are and what they do. So make sure that all your links, your websites, your social media profiles, your store, everything is there. Just take a moment to go after every place in your business, your website, your social media profiles, wherever you have a web presence, an online presence, and see if your link is there, because, you know, that's where precisely you have to have it. And yeah, that's what I have for you guys today. 17 places or things and activities that you can do to drive more traffic. Another thing that I want to say is that you have to do things consistently, not because you only put stuff out there and leave it there, it's gonna bring the traffic. That's why I share like the social media, the email marketing, the doing the PR and media. You have to work on the marketing consistently so you can continue to drive traffic every day to your store. Your business, remember, it's a living organism, and you need to be there and work in it so you can attract your customers. Okay, I hope that this was helpful. If you have any questions about any of them, you need more information about a particular technique or something, let me know. I'll be happy to record another episode with more information. And yeah, that's what I have for you guys today. I hope that you liked it and you find it helpful. If you have more questions, send them to our email. I'll leave the links like always. And if you like the podcast, please share it, please subscribe and show your support. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I will see you guys in the next one. Bye guys.